Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're back on a Father's Day Phillies Friday here on the Marks and Reese Show, live from the world-famous Chickies and Pete's in South Philadelphia. Packed house, but there's definitely room for you here until 6 o'clock, as we are every Friday.
Yes.
Mr. Reese, Like Juice Hotline coming up in just 1 second. So the World Cup is going on right now. The United States not in the World Cup.
Oh.
You know, I mean, but you picked a team. You got Portugal. They're good, right?
That's right.
Who did I pick? Uruguay, I think. Well, Uruguay, yeah. What are they doing so far? I don't know.
They won.
They won? Oh, see that? Told you, man. Uruguay.
Hold on. Can we bet on these games?
Absolutely.
Ah, why didn't I lay some money down?
On Monday.
Yeah.
We're going to be at Delaware Park for Marks and Reese Invitational.
That's right.
Our first annual golf outing.
Mm-hmm.
And Delaware Park, of course, now home of sports betting.
Legalized sports gambling.
Yeah, so you go in there.
I'm lay a couple dollars down Monday.
Yeah, so I don't think they do like Portugal favored by two soccer balls over the money line. So I don't think you can. Maybe there's a maybe.
Well, no, you got to explain the money line to me. I don't know the whole money line.
We'll do that on Monday. We'll do that on Monday.
I don't know that stuff.
All right, time for the Ike Juice Hotline. Give it to me, Moshe. Yep, give it to me.
So Eskin gets a ring. Why did he get one? For kissing.
Oh, come on, man.
Well, Ike, as many of our listeners know, we didn't mind mentioning or talking about whether or not Howard was going to get it. And not even behind the scenes, Howard was like, stop talking about that on the air, because he didn't want us to ruin it for him.
Right.
Howard got a ring.
Got a ring.
He was a part of the broadcast team. So I'm not going to say deserved it, but he was on the broadcast team with Merrill and Mike, so he gets one.
He didn't deserve it?
Well, I didn't say that he did. I didn't say he didn't. But if Merrill and Mike are getting him, Howard's the third on the broadcast team.
Howard deserved it as a lifelong staunch supporter, front-running fan he is right now.
He was a Cowboy fan 20 years ago.
Come on, Eskin.
Yeah.
We know you were a Cowboy fan.
Maybe 25 years ago, he's a Cowboy fan.
Whenever Jimmy Johnson was
there. Yeah, and he'll be like, oh, it's because of Miami. Bottom line is, I think, how about them Cowboys came out of his mouth a couple times.
Oh, man.
What do we got, Motion?
I'm listening to John Ritchie and them talk to Howard Eskin, and he's talking about him getting a Super Bowl ring from the Eagles. If this man get a Super Bowl ring from the Eagles, I Greece better be getting one as well. I'm sorry. He was a football player that was actually on a team where we believed that we were going to win one. If this man gets a ring, Ike Reese and a plethora of ex-Eagles better get a ring. That's just, like, unacceptable, really. Howard Eskin?
He's still going.
Ike, when you phrase it like that,
right?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I think I do deserve one now.
Slide one over here, Spuds. But I guess everybody in the organization, the admin staff, people in the front office, scouts. So while you certainly put in your time, as many other ex-Eagles did, the fortune of Howard being on the broadcast and everything for a while now, he was able to get the ring.
Lucky son of a gun.
You certainly deserve it.
See, here's the thing. There are a lot of others who deserve one before I deserve one that played for this organization as well. So they can't.
Where do you stop?
They can't
where do you
afford
start?
To give every alumni a ring. So I tell you what I tell you if I was Jeffrey, what I would do. And I said this months ago. I think I would give the Eagles Hall of Famers a ring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slide one in there.
Yeah, I would give the Eagles Hall of Famers a ring.
All right.
That's a select group. That's a Hall of Fame. That's part of the Hall of Fame of the organization.
Yeah.
I can get them a ring.
Then at least then you can say this is the criteria, because if you don't do that, then it's you're picking and choosing, like saying, okay, I'm going to give one to Brian Westbrook but not Trot, or right. Trot and not Troy Vincent.
Right.
It's a slippery slope.
And the moment the funny thing is, we sometimes forget about the Trent Coles, the Shady McCoys.
Yeah, you're right.
The Deshaun Jacksons. You know, these guys were also great Eagles. Great Eagles.
Trent certainly deserves one.
Trent's going to be an Eagles Hall of Famer.
Yep.
Shady's going to be an Eagles Hall of Famer. Like, these guys were great Eagles as well. It just wasn't us from the 04 team. There were other few.
Bobby Taylor.
Yeah, man. Yeah, there's a lot of good guys out there. Yeah, Hugh Douglas. John Runyon. Trey Thomas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a lot of players.
So he can throw Ike down there somewhere.
Yeah,
Throw me in there somewhere. Throw me in there. Give me a pendant or something.
Yeah, we could do like a coin, one of those you see them on TV.
A commemorative coin.
What's the name of the company that does it? It's not the Smithsonian. What is it?
Jostens, I believe.
No. I'm talking about the on TV. When you see the coin, they're like, they're commemorating this fine thing by issuing a Susan B. Anthony replica of a 2016 silver dollar. You know? That's what you'll get something. No, you'll get it something good. All right, what's next?
Yeah, you know what? The Eagles start in about 2 months or so. Then we have something real.
Okay.
What's next?
Johnny Marks and Ike Reese are stupid heads.
Was that Ben calling in?
There should be context to why. Normally in the message it helps so we can say, like, okay, I am an idiot, because I'm an idiot a lot.
Stupid heads.
I get it.
I haven't been called a stupid head before.
Just going forward, if I'd rather not have that call than if he doesn't have context than have the call, unless it's – anyway, what's next?
I just heard you ask the question. In the 64 baseball games that we played, what has – Positive K brought to the team?
She did.
I can give you that answer. Nickname.
Yes. Mikey, Nappy.
Stretch.
Yeah, it's the one.
Nappy might be the worst one. He rolled Nappy out there. I was like, what?
But he's doing the old hockey thing.
The hockey
Y on the end of everything. Everybody's Marksy. Ikey. Right. At least Taz. Like, Taz has it.
No, he'd be Tazzy.
Yeah, but Taz has his name short. He's got an easy nickname. He's Taz, man. He's Taz. You know what I mean?
Tazzy.
Give me one more there, Mosh.
Listen, man. Nobody wants to hear all Johnny Positive after they get their teeth kicked in, as Kapler does every time they lose. Let's start with the positive. Let's not. All right? How mad was it when you were watching the Eagles game? All right, it was few and far between when they were getting their butt kicked, that you see Donovan smiling and laughing on the sidelines. Nobody wants to see that crap. Get rid of the bum.
All right, you can bring it down, Most. Thank you. That's one of the – if that would be a number one seed of things that I got tired of hearing people say, it was a nervous thing by Donovan that he did the smile. He wasn't happy that he threw an incompletion out there.
Right.
That was just a nervous thing that Donovan did to when he was out on the field or whatever.
Yep.
I don't know. I not that I like seeing it, but I never killed him for it. He wasn't happy about it. But anyway, yes, Gabe Kapler, people are unhappy that he's happy.
That was a good call.
It was a good call.
You ask, what has he done for the team? Positive K. First of all, that's a good nickname.
Positive K.
He's giving out nicknames.
Well,
everybody has a nickname. What does he call Jorge Alfaro? What does he call him?
We got to figure this stuff out, right?
Because he'll throw a name out there. We may not know who the hell he's talking about.
He did it with Nappy yesterday. He said, when Vinny and Nappy were on the same page, that was the elite reliever that he was talking about. Yeah. What does he call Sir Anthony? Just Sir Anthony? You don't even need a nickname if your name's Sir Anthony,
yeah,
right?
Sir Anthony, there you go.
Mark Cerise, 888-729-9494. We appreciate people holding. We'll get to you on the other side. TV Dads, and who deserves a ring? What team deserves a ring that didn't get it? Of the four majors, could be for a player, could be for an entire team. We'll take your phone calls on the 76ers, LeBron, Kawhi Leonard saying, trade me, Spurs. He wants to go to the Lakers. Should the Sixers, can the Sixers, will the Sixers be involved? We'll discuss on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.